Well, the red light is on. Welcome back to the God School. Before we begin the teaching today, I feel compelled to make a comment on the current day's headlines. War, Russia, Ukraine, World War III, nuclear war, nuclear catastrophe. My brothers and sisters, be of good courage. This is not going to blow up into World War III. This is not according to that which God has said. We're getting close, but this is not it. Hopefully, in the days to come, I'll have more to say about it, but for now, to those of you who belong to the Lord, I say, fret not, be of good courage, do not put any confidence in the headlines that you may be exposed to today. That part was free. Let's get to the teaching. In Matthew chapter 13, it reads, the same day Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and a great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables. You ought to underline that word in your Bible if you're following along with me, saying, behold, take a look at this. A sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured them up, some of them upon stony places. And when they had not much earth, and forthwith sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth, and when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But, and always, always pay attention to the buts in God's word, but other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear, Jesus proclaims. And the disciples came and said to him, why speakest unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Text is pretty long today, folks, but stay with me. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with ears and should understand with heart and should be converted and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Makarenos is the Greek word here being translated blessed, and it's the capacity to receive. He says, therefore, for verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now Jesus is going to explain to his disciples, which means, that word means, a disciplined learner. He says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. And this is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that receives seed into stony ground, the same is he that heareth the word, and immediately with joy receives it. You know, there's a lot of people who have heard the good news of the gospel, of the grace, unmerited favor of God, and said, whoa, this is what I've been waiting for. Where you been all my life? Oh, it's the best I've ever heard. They're full of joy. These are many who go from church to church with itching ears, waiting to hear a preacher preach what they want to hear. What's their end? Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he's offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that received the seed in good ground is he that heareth the word and understands, which also bring forth fruit and bringeth forth some 100 and some 60 and some 30. This chapter continues on with other parables. And in the 34th verse, it says, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." Back to the 11th verse, it says, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." Now, when we went through the Ephesians series, five or six times, Paul speaks of and uses the word mystery. And mystery, I'm going to give you Webster's definition. Mysteries are explained by only the initiated. And we have spoken that God is the, not only the, not only is salvation a work of God, but God is the initiator. For Jesus said, "No man comes unto me save the Father who sent me draw him." God, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, God is the initiator of this relationship that he is having with people that he chose from before the foundations of the world, out from among those to whom he did not choose. This parable of the sower and the seed immediately eliminates 75% of the ground. Now, who made the ground? It's God. And he by the good pleasure of his will, if ye be the Lord's, if ye have committed your way unto God, if ye understand that God is doing this, and with joy through understanding receive it. God has given you the capacity to receive it, and you are blessed. Now, this same parable is repeated and or expounded on in all four of the Gospels. You can find it not only here in Matthew 13, but you can find it in Mark 4. You can find it in Luke 8. And some of the explanation found in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John. I like the way Luke puts it. You know, first thing he says is, the seed is the word of God. Let me go to it. Hang in here with me, I gotta turn pages. The hand today is just not working as well as it used to. Stay with me, my mind is working. The 11th verse says, after having told the parable in the first 10 verses, he says, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. And he says, those by the wayside that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. These have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, and go forth, and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, oh, Lord, give me what I want. And bring forth no fruit to perfection. Teleos, completion is the word. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit. King James says patience. No, the word is endurance. Endurance. It doesn't say but that on the good ground are they which are going to just skip along on the yellow brick road and everything's going to be rosy and well and healthy. With great provision and lots of toys. That's not what it says. Which in an honest and good heart, and folks, in Ezekiel, God describes us as having a stony heart. But to those whom God has chosen, he says he's going to give them a new heart. One that can be touched. This is the good heart God's talking about. God is doing this, which having heard the word, that is, having ears to hear, do hear. and eyes to see do perceive and keep it. And this is the same word in John 17 where Jesus prays to the Father and he says, while I was with them, I kept them. I'm no longer with them, Father, but you keep them. That means, the word means to watch over, to keep, to take care of, to guard. We need to guard this word of God, which he planted in our hearts. Folks, the truth is, as evidenced by this parable, and the fact that Jesus spoke in parables that only some might hear and understand, and some might see and perceive, tells us God has not chosen for himself everybody.
I've been doing some reading in the second book of Esdras, which is a book of the Apocrypha, which was a book that was part and parcel of the books of the Bible for over 1,800 years. I hope you hear. And some fools, religious leaders, decided in the late 19th century, about 1885, to finally eliminate these books. Esdras is simply the Greek name for the book of Ezra, or the man Ezra, who has a book in the 66, who also is given credit for compiling all the books of the Old Testament when the children of Judah returned from captivity in Babylon. He's the one who compiled it. And quite honestly, that story is told in this second book of Esdras, but we're talking about understanding. And we're talking about perception. And we're talking about God and what he is doing in your life as a child of God by faith. I just read this passage to you. And he answered me saying, this is an angel speaking to Ezra. And he says, the Most High has made this world for many, but the world to come for few. I'll tell thee a similitude, Ezra, as when thou askest the earth, and it shall say unto thee that it giveth much mold or clay, whereof earthen vessels are made, but little dust that gold cometh of, even so is the course of this present world. There be many created, but few shall be saved. I want to begin to draw this teaching to a conclusion. In that 8th chapter of Luke, in the 12th verse, it says, "Those by the wayside, are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest," or we could say, "unless, they should believe and be saved." This word being translated "believe" in the Greek is pisteo. And it's a verb. And a great mistake was made when translating the Word of God from Greek into English, wherein they translated this word pisteo to belief. In the Old Testament, this word pisteo, when it, in the Septuagint, is used oftentimes for some Hebrew words. One Hebrew word is batach, and it means to lean. You're doing something to lean on a staff with confidence that the staff will support you. Another word in the Hebrew translated into the Septuagint is hasa, and it means to run. Again, a verb. To run to the shelter of a mother bird's wings or the shelter of a rock with confidence that under those wings or under that rock you shall be protected from whatever might come at you. These are verbs. And this word in the Greek pisteo involves three things. It's an action word. A, B, C. Action based upon belief, sustained by confidence. And it's not just a simple assent of the mind. It is an action. Tenth chapter of Romans says, we don't have to go up and bring him down. We don't have to go down and bring him up. The word is naya. It speak. For with the heart man believeth, with the mouth, that's the action of God's people, of the people who belong to God. With the mouth, declaration is made unto salvation. And it is an endurance test. It's not a one-time thing, once saved, always saved. Folks, it's a weekly, it's a daily, sometimes it's an hourly, sometimes it's a minute-by-minute activity to faith and be saved. John says, epistrepho. It means turning. Where Matthew says the same thing, converted and be healed. If they understood. Luke says, when they understand and be saved. Mark says, when they understand, their sins are forgiven. Oh, let the word of God be sown and take root, that you will be part of the few that shall be saved. And that's the God School for today.